Song's a complete disgrace. 5 o'clock. You want Tiger Baseball? Odyssey.com Rewind. We are in the mood for college football. 48 hours away. State will play. Michigan plays Saturday night. NBC against Fresno. We are trying to build Rico back up after a spring and summer of being bludgeoned for ruining this sport. We celebrate the things we still enjoy. This edition, the mascot draft. David, yes. All right. I have to tell you, I don't know that Curb Your Enthusiasm is appropriate for this.
I was about to say, yeah, I figured, you know, like some college football.
Remix. We respect mascots. If this were our most hated or idiotic ones, I think this would work. We want real college football music. All right. With the first pick in the 2024 ridiculous mascot draft, I want to select a regal beast, an animal with a short lifespan, all heart. You know a mascot's good when they need their face rolls cleaned. I'm taking Uga. Yeah, that's for the other day, Kenny. That's for the other day. Wow. The guy's got an air-conditioned doghouse.
What did Kenny do to you?
The other day in the draft when he took Neck, LSU's song. Oh. Now it's payback. I want Uga. I don't care if he's only going to live for 6 years.
Wow.
Over to Mr. David Hatchet Man Hall.
Well, this is easy then. I'm going to take Bevo.
Ah, the Texas Longhorn.
Yep.
Creepy, powerful.
That's what I need, power. Love that power.
We've heard. Let's go over to Rico Beard.
You know what? Because Kenny's going to try to get you back, I'm going to take Sparty because he's going to try to get you back.
There is nothing more appropriate or predictable than Rico selecting Sparty.
Well, I confer with Evan.
But so. I will say, Sparty, would you say Sparty's a top 10 mascot?
No, he is.
It is. It's a fun thing.
Right, I'm not talking about the team, but the mascot. Yeah.
Correct. Now, I wish Sparty would wear a T-shirt that says, I hate this team or something. All right. Kenny, you have back-to-back selections.
Yeah, and two of the three in my top four have been taken, so that kind of stinks.
You hate to see it.
But I'm going to go with a power selection for my first pick. Riding onto the field, flaming spear, I'm going to go Florida State.
Now, you really like Chief Osceola.
I really do.
You did this in the traditions,
right? I think I did. You're right.
It's okay. He's outstanding.
Friend of mine. And I'm going to go Oregon as my second pick.
You know what I like about that? Not only is it fun, but you get a motorcycle.
100%.
I think having a vehicle that you could run down your opponents in, that's exciting.
I think it's an iconic one.
Osceola and the Oregon Duck. All right. Back to Rico.
You know what? David took Bevo from me. So give me Ralphie.
The Buffalo.
The Buffalo. I hate the team, but I like the mascot.
Good choice.
You know what I always respect? The poor bastards that have got to run that monster onto the field. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to do to hold that back?
They are one bad decision away from being a news story.
It's terrifying.
It's like, yep, Ralphie wasn't feeling it today. R.I.P. to the handlers.
You'll see Ralphie tomorrow night, by the way. They're on national TV against North Dakota State. All right. David Hall.
Well, Rico, yeah, you took my next selection. I was definitely going to take him next. So I'll do this. I'm going with the Mountaineer.
You son of a...
Dang it.
How could you draft Kenny sitting right next to him? First of all, I like it because you get a firearm. Now, I'm not telling you a musket is the most, you know, useful thing in 2024, but
you get one shot.
Good beard. You're getting a rustic character. You feel like the Mountaineer could win a bar fight. I'm with you. I had that on my list. All right, I am going to go... I want to take, in the name of firearms, I will take the Masked Rider from Texas Tech. You get a stallion, you get a loaded gun, you get a cool cape, you look like Zorro. I dig it. And then I want to take, because I don't think it'll be here on the return, give me Oklahoma State's version of Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
See, I thought that was going to be your first pick.
I like him. Great beard. Even though his head is made completely of like ceramic, he's got a gun. I need something that can stack up. Like if I have Ralphie charging me, I don't think a revolver is going to do it, but Pistol Pete will have a chance. So I'll take Pistol Pete and the Masked Rider. Mr. Hatchiman.
All right, this is going to be... This is going to piss off Michigan fans.
You don't have a mascot.
But, no, exactly.
You tried it for, like, one day.
Oh, you're taking the buck out.
Oh, my God. You're taking Brutus?
I'm taking Brutus.
Oh. Bro, they're going to murder you.
You are a fake fan.
They I'm are taking
gonna,
Brutus, man.
They are going to murder you.
All David, right, David, how about this? I'll give you Sparty and you give me Bevo. So you can really just take them off.
Wow.
Trades here? This is allowed?
You know you won't Ugga.
Well, hold on, Rico, your pick is next.
I know. I am going to go with, give me Sebastian, the Ibis.
I love him. With his little Navy hat on. Yes. And I know he's a stuffed animal, but he's got good Italian eyebrows. They look angry. It's almost like a right. unibrow. And birds creep me out. Yeah. That just beak you to death.
And I found out the Ibis is the first bird to return from a hurricane, the last one to leave. That's why an Ibis is the mascot.
And also, the
Shout
Ibis.
Shout out to Woody.
The Ibis has a bigger brain than Mario Cristobal. Kenny Cobb.
I am first going with, I'm going to go with USC here. I like a good Trojan. And also.
The jokes sometimes write themselves.
I did that one just for David. He can pull that if he wants to.
Traveler is the
Traveler,
name.
Yes. Thank you. And I'm terrible.
You don't have
names.
A good Trojan. You will be a Traveler.
That is also correct.
And this horse's name is Pregnancy.
Okay. Can I get to my second pick, please?
No. Go ahead. What do you got?
This for fun. I actually do really like this mascot. This is simply for whimsy purposes. The ECU Pirate. I love that guy.
His name is Petey the Pirate.
Petey the Pirate.
He's fantastic. Now, useless, because even the sword is made of, like, styrofoam. But it's badass. The striped shirt, ridiculous hat. Petey the Pirate. I love it. Also, shout out Kaiten Hauser. You're terrible.
I'm going to go with... Sticking with the angry mascot theme, mm-hmm. I took Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, Kenny, this kind of goes with yours. Give me Ramses.
Ramses, the
North
UNC?
Carolina. Yeah.
Now, here's my question. I know they have the stuffed animal version. Do they still do the real one? The billy goat? Or is Navy the only one who does the
Navy
live
does
little?
I think, okay. Yeah. This is just the angry looking mascot.
It's kind of lacking. He doesn't have a weapon.
Doesn't matter.
All
got
right.
Horns, Mike.
David.
Well, I know I'm a pastor, so this will make no sense to everyone out there listening, but I am going to take the devil. I love the blue devil.
No.
Out of Duke. Yes.
Dude, if you were going to do one, you take Sparky. ASU, the guy carries a trident. Plus, the Duke devil's a nerd. What's he carry? A clipboard? A pocket protector?
A 4.0 GPA. That's what he carries.
What the hell is that guy's name even?
The Blue Devil. That's what they call him,
right?
He's got
to have a name. It's got to be like Donnie Coach the Devil or something.
Coach K?
Yes. I really like this team. All right, for my last two picks. No one is going to know this one, but you got to look it up. It's fabulous. From the University of Wyoming, not Pistol Pete, because theirs is welfare. Cowboy Joe. It's a Shetland pony that they run all over the field. He's got on a little jacket, the whole bit. Cowboy Joe's fantastic. Plus, I get another horse in the stable here. And for my last selection, creepy, lifeless serial killer eyes. Lifeless. You look into this guy's soul, there ain't nothing looking back.
The Demon Deacon.
And he rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I'll take the Demon Deacon from West Virginia. I've got automotive dominance. I've got firearms. I've got animals. I got Noah's Ark. I got this whole thing covered. Over to David.
All right, so I got to finish strong here. So what I'm going to do here is I will then go Arizona State.
Sparky.
And I'm going to double up with the devil. Sparky the devil.
You know, would it be frowned upon if a university used Jesus as a mascot?
But it's touchdown Jesus, so I guess it's close enough, right?
If you could use the devil, why couldn't you use Jesus? Like, if you're Notre Dame, you got Jesus on a building.
Why not get a leprechaun, right?
Why not get a guy out there in a robe?
Because nobody protests if you have the devil. You're going to have a ton of protests.
That's true. That is true.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I have a building called Touchdown Jesus. We just bring the building to the sideline.
No, Jesus is giving the good word. It just looks like he's saying touchdown.
Then you could put the opponent up on the crucifix when Notre Dame gets a lead.
See, I just like, Kenny, I need you to get the David doubling up with the devil.
I'm just trying to help Notre Dame with some branding opportunities. All right, go ahead.
And they got the leprechaun.
Imagine Nike could make the robe, the whole thing. It'd be incredible.
Sandals.
You sell them at the bookstore.
Oh.
Touchdown Jesus slides. The kids will love it. Rico, your next selection.
I am going to go with this screams tough. I think this backs up Ralphie. No. I'm going down to Baton Rouge.
Mike the Tiger?
Mike the Tiger.
Is it? Come on with that. Is it?
The actual tiger.
In the enclosure. You don't want the stuffed animal.
No, I want the actual tiger to go along with Ralph.
Kenny, do you remember when LSU used to have the real tiger on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I know you can't do it anymore.
So but you keep your little bulldog. I got a tiger and a buffalo.
So that actually helps to answer one of my questions because, Mike, you asked him if he wants the mascot or the actual animal. I'm going to take Harry Dog, the actual Georgia mascot, because that's allowed.
What's Harry Dog?
The Georgia mascot, the actual mascot with the foam mascot.
Oh, so you want the Sparty version of yours?
Yes.
Wait, you know what? The name of the mascot?
I just was going to say it. He just educated me.
Yeah. Harry
I never Dog. Knew the guy had a name. I just thought it was like Welfare Ugga because the real one was chilling in his air-conditioned doghouse.
Iconic mascot. There will be no slander towards Harry Dog.
Is it iconic if we don't know the name?
It's iconic if he wins back-to-back natties.
Did he, though? Mm-hmm. I didn't see him scoring touchdowns.
Dude, look. He's probably a better driver than the players and doesn't have opposable thumbs. I'll go with Harry Dog.
I'll allow it.
People, what did we get right? What did we get wrong? The things we love about College Football Celebration, the mascot draft is complete. 97.1. All right, David, we'll get the feedback. If you want Tiger Baseball, Odyssey.com Rewind. We talked about it. When will this become a pennant chase? Some interesting stats, different things available. We also talked a little Michigan State football in the 2 o'clock. You didn't hear me stutter. It's because we just haven't done it, and you don't know anything about the team. 62 new players, a highly touted but totally unproven quarterback. Is there a chance at hope this year to have fun termed 7 or 8 wins? So we've done a lot today. But, David, we're getting a lot of feedback, and you've told me a lot of people are upset with you, and it's going to force me to ask a question. Go ahead. What do people have to say?
Yeah, someone says, Brutus and Sparty are great mascots, maybe best in the country. Don't believe the hype about Michigan fans' opinion. Go blue. Then we have this. Brutus, really, David? Shame on you. Matt from Retford.
That was my question. Did David commit a war crime of sorts? You can't select your rival's mascot.
If you like your rival's mascot, it doesn't mean you like the team. But you can sometimes give a tip of the cap. Like when Michigan, the all-blue uniforms.
Kenny, say exactly what you said to me and say it to him.
Watching that mascot celebrate on the sideline when they score on your ass and break your heart and crush your soul.
Oh, that's right.
I just can't abide that. I can't even look at that mascot.
Okay.
It's not possible for me. It's not feasible. I think David was only kind of messing around when he did it, and if not, shame on David.
Kenny wins.
No, you're right, Kenny. That is the heartbreaker there where you see them celebrating on the sideline or whatever. You don't want to ever see that. And yes, I did this. Well, it worked. I'm just gonna tell you that it worked. Someone says doubling down with the devil. We definitely need that as a drop. Hammering in Rochester Eagles. Oh, the Florida State pick is elite though. Both the Native Americans and the horses.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, Osceola's awesome. By the way, that's gonna be a very angry fan base early this week. They're at home, conference opener. Not a conference opener, excuse me, a back-to-back ACC game against BC. If they don't get out to a good start, Their mascot may just leave. Big, I'm not here for this. I have too good of an outfit, and I put too much into this to watch this crap. That, yeah. They will get booed off their own field in the first quarter if it's a slow start.
That's actually one of the schools. They took away seats, basically. They had too many. I think they had over 100 or whatever, so they downsized a little bit. So it's still going to be an empty arena. They keep losing like that.
Well, yeah. Listen, a lot of places. Look, I've said it for years. I think Michigan State should downsize. There's no purpose in 2024 to having an 80,000-seat stadium.
They have downsized.
No, more. I'm talking like 65,000 comfortable seats. I don't want to talk to you about it. You'll just get
upset. Ford Field when you have that. Yeah.
Mike, they're in the process of doing that. They can't do it. You know what?
More.
You just steal.
Spelled M-O-A-R.
Man, who
more.
Hurt you?
I want the beer garden over the end zone. Then I will talk to you.
I'm just going to drive and put a lock on it and just say it's closed.
I'd be fine with that, too.
Because Mike's angry.
It was closed last season.
Hey, wait a second, okay?
nobody took Stanford's tree?
No! That goofy-ass thing. I hate everything about Stanford, especially their band. Oh, look, we're bad at music, but we're the band. Aren't we ironic? I hate them. I hate them.
Did anyone take the Florida Gator?
No.
No, not at all. Someone says, Mike, since you want weapons, doesn't Georgia Tech ride out with a car? That's a weapon.
Yes, the rambling wreck.
Mm-hmm.
True. Now, I'll give you, there's another one. I tell you who you could draft. The dude looks like he, every year they have one of these, and it's a guy who looks like they're on human growth hormone. You ever see the Rainbow Warrior for Hawaii?
Yes.
Don't mess with that cat.
Yes.
Dude's traps connect to his earlobes. Their team may stink, but Jesus, don't mess with that guy.
No, the one I told Mike that gives me your nightmare fuel is cayenne. The
Louisiana Lafayette?
Yeah.
It's like a demon pepper. You got to see the look on his face, Kenny. Yeah. It's like a scary clown.
It's a cayenne pepper, hair's on fire.
Want to take a picture? No.
I just see a bunch of little kids shaking their heads.
No. You will see that mascot in your nightmares.
Where would you include Big Red from Western Kentucky?
Oh, the Grimace?
Yeah.
Again, if I'm not factoring in the ability to win a fight, I think it'd be elite tier. You have to understand.
I think you would win the fight because I don't know what you are. So I'm going to walk away.
The whole point is he's a Grimace. It's ridiculous. The school basically says we don't care. Here's a Big Red blob.
Right, but that's just it. Like, you know what? I don't know what you are. I'm going to walk away. Nope.
Someone says the Stanford tree and the Syracuse orange were the best in the old college football mascot mold.
Yeah, the Syracuse orange isn't bad. He's a very happy guy, wears the oversized hat, but he gets his ass kicked. He could get beat up by a bunch of school children. You don't want that.
Yes, he could. See, I debated this one. Someone's wondering, no war eagle? Would that be considered their mascot?
No, they have two. It's like Georgia. They've got, I think his name's like Eli the Eagle, and then they have the actual
Aubrey the Tiger,
War Eagle.
Yeah,
it's different. So
they got also a tiger as well.
Yeah, they've got. But see that? What is it with Auburn? Are you War Eagle or are you the Tigers? Pick.
They're losers. Don't worry about it.
You set him up for that. Nobody took the elephant from Alabama because I don't know what that has to do with Roll Tide.
Again, if Alabama would ratchet up the budget and get a real elephant, I would have considered it. But it's an idiot in a stuffed animal costume. Who's he beating up?
Still don't understand the elephant and the Roll Tide.
How did that? I really don't know.
Right? Like, what does one have to do? And if you ask an Alabama person, they look at you like, what do you mean you don't know? It makes no sense.
I really don't know. That's like the Utah Jazz. There's no Jazz in Utah. There's no elephants in Alabama. Look it up. Tell me why. Figure it out. You brought it up. You solve it.
Jim and Shelby sandals for Touchdown Jesus. This segment is off the charts.
Making a point that if you are the Fighting Irish and you are one of America's preeminent religious universities, you have Touchdown Jesus. What's the problem? You have a grotto, for Christ's sakes. You got priests walking all over campus. Why can't we have a pro combat Jesus? Put him on the sidelines. It's better than that leprechaun. What?
According to the Encyclopedia of Alabama, didn't know they had one. during a game against Mississippi. Oh, looks like
you
Ole
can
Miss.
Read that. They don't usually spell anything right in that one.
Oh boy! A fan in the stands referred to the Alabama linemen as elephants because they were larger than the Ole Miss players. Journalists soon began calling them the Red Elephants,
and that's what stuck.
That's what stuck.
Fascinating. All right, I learned something. Thank you for that.
Real high IQ guys down there. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I must have missed the Rhodes Scholar state known as Georgia.
This was back in 1929.
Good Lord, Kenny. Go ahead, David.
He's loving this. Someone says, thank you, Mike, for the shout out for Louis the Laker. That is from Russ.
He's elite. Don't get it twisted. But we cannot have non-Division I schools in this.
Yeah, because someone else is texting in, missed out on Pistol Pete, the New Mexico State football. But that's not, yeah.
You know, they're D1. They're D1. But if I have to rank Pistol Pete's between Oklahoma State, Wyoming, and New Mexico State, please. The New Mexico State one looks like they found the old costume that Oklahoma State threw in the garbage.
And, yeah, to go along with your can you win in a fight, it's the reason why I couldn't take the leprechaun. From Notre Dame. Just no.
I just hate Notre Dame, so it's different for me. Go ahead.
I'm a UGA fan, and your comments about the team's driving ability crack me up every single time.
Because it's not funny, but it's getting to a point where it's like, Kirby, how many of your players are going to be getting reckless drivings before we just fix it?
Yeah.
Like, where you brought this up the other day. Where the hell is one of the rideshare programs to be like, hey, brought to you by the University of Georgia football team, rideshare?
No, at this point, you're better off just donating your services because you will be in the news a lot more. Hey, this rideshare service is helping out Georgia players. You know, choose them.
Just lined up right outside the stadium, right outside the
locker room.
Whatever you need to do.
Yes.
We're waiting for you, sir. You just played a great game. Here's your ride.
That's right. That's it. That's
you're leaving
all.
That party? Come on. We got you.
So I've got a Tiger stat for you. And we'll do a mini version of the full thing we did earlier in the show. As we take you to Tiger Baseball, I have one number. You can tell me whether the number has value to you as to whether it is or is not a pennant chase. We'll get into that next. 97.1. Hey, David. I got to ask you this because you're a Michigan fan. I want to see if I can do this before Rico returns. You know, I think Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson are pretty awful, right? Uh-oh, here's Rico. This is going to upset him. I just got to do this. Like, we always talk about this, and I do think there's a big rise in independent media. It's why YouTube's popular, podcasts are popular. I think people just get fed up with being fed garbage or getting gaslit by mainstream media. Like, you know, I think very little of Gus and Joel.
Right.
Like, I get it. You're on Fox, and Fox owns the Big Ten, and you can't go insane with ad hominem attacks. I'm not asking you to do that. But they're bordering on creepy love affair with U of M, which it is. Did you see what Joel Klatt had to say today?
I did not.
Okay. I want to read this to you. The national championship in 2023 is not even close to tainted. It's not even close to an asterisk. Close quote. Joel Klatt. Now, I'm fine.
I mean, what did you expect him to say?
No.
He literally is the unofficial play-by-play
guy. And he took pictures with Connor Stallions. You've seen those.
Yeah.
So I laugh at stuff like this. Like, Joel, are you denying what actual head coaches have said about that scheme?
Mm-mm. No.
Like, you just, if you don't want to or aren't allowed to say something different, don't. But this is what I mean, why people who aren't Michigan fans, you're a Michigan fan, you love that comment. You have every right to. I'm making a point. This is where there's so many people disenfranchised with coverage of sports today because much like ESPN with the SEC for years, Fox with the Big Ten, you can't get a shred of independent thought.
Because Joel knows where his butter is bread. He's going to be doing...
butter is bread.
Bread is butter.
Sorry, it's a long day.
Evan got these thin mint pretzels, man. They got me just out there.
I just had to read it to you. I go, that's
no, but he knows. We're going to be doing Michigan games.
Right.
And we're going to be in Ann Arbor, and I need them to like me.
So you're bought.
I don't want to be booed. I want to be.
So you're bought.
I want to come in with the
parade. You know what kills me about Joel? He's a foreign player.
Colorado. Oh, trust me. his dream bowl game is Colorado, Michigan. Yeah.
See, and I don't even like what Gus and Joel do, and this is a Fox thing. I think it's completely inappropriate to do this Coach Prime crap. And they're making cartoons of Deion. Or they got Deion riding a buffalo into the game as a promo. Like, that's wrestling crap. Like, I'm still of the generation of guys like Nick Saban. Hell, even a Jim Harbaugh, right? These are real college football coaches. His name is Coach Deion Sanders. I don't need this Coach Prime stuff. This isn't the Intercontinental
Coach Sanders, right.
But honestly, wrestling, that's how they treat their coverage. They follow, you all talked about them, 22 and 23. They seem to follow Michigan wherever Michigan went.
David, it was called the Michigan Road Tour.
It was like Hulk Hogan was on tour.
Right.
And they're going wherever he goes.
They didn't deny it. We're following Michigan all year long.
Hell, they let Charles Woodson, and I don't need Charles to be unbiased. That's not what I'm talking about. He's a former player, the best defensive player I've ever seen. The point is, I don't need Charles with a flag on the field. Like, there's just, this is where the rest of us look at it. Not just, don't do this whole Sparty Buckeye thing. There's not a member institution in the Big Ten that is accepting of that media coverage. It's an embarrassment. Joel Klatt, it's like someone, like his brain got rotted by cheese curds or something. I don't understand what the hell his problem is.
The 2021 game at Spartan Stadium when he took off running with the flag as MSU was running out the tunnel. He had the Michigan flag.
Oh, I know. Like that. That's
he was just the Michigan mascot. That's what he was at that moment.
Yeah.
Which everyone knows where he went. Everyone knows what he did there. But the timing was just like, all right, dude.
They brought you on
to do this crap.
I don't know stats, right? I don't know. But what percentage of college football fans actually watch these shows?
Not a lot.
I've gotten to a point I don't turn the TV on till noon. I know that sounds wholly insane, but watching, forget about game day. Between game day and Fox, it will just annoy me, so I avoid all of it.
I'm with you. I run all my errands, and I don't, the Lee Corso putting on the
first of all, Lee Corso makes me sad. Let's just be honest about it, all right? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry if this offends anyone. Lee Corso should not be on television. Mm-hmm. All right? They're turning him into Sister Jean.
Brother, they've been literally propping him up for the last 2 years.
They're one step from them tying a balloon animal to his wrist like Sister Jean.
Pointing.
He shouldn't be on TV.
Lee, here's your camp. Here, let me help you up here, Lee.
I'm gonna tell you this, and you're right. I don't watch their stuff either, but here's how Fox gets you and how we all know what Charles Woodson does. It's because they don't start till 12:10. So when everyone turns at noon for the kickoff, they're still going, and you see what Charles Woodson does, and you see what they're doing leading into that game. They get you that way.
Yes, because you're thinking, okay, my game starts at noon,
and where's the kickoff? And they're still talking.
Like, it's always funny. It's like I always thought one of the best crews was Vern and Gary Danielson doing SEC football. And I never felt like Gary Danielson loved particular schools. He was just Gary Danielson. You just watch the broadcast. They were elite. They were awesome at what they did. Like, I don't understand how we've arrived at political television in sports now. Because Fox and ESPN, depending on the conference, it feels like CNN and Fox News.
Because, Mike, I mean, Fox, literally, when they go to the gang drafts, they're going after Michigan games. We want all the Michigan games because they know that they have the Michigan fan base.
I have no issue with that.
So let's say nice things about them.
That's what I disagree with. That's not your job. Call the game.
It's viewership.
Boo!
Yeah, but they're
watching regardless.
Yeah.
Call the game. Like Tom Brady is going to go to the NFL. I'll tell you what won't fly. If Tom Brady drinks the bathwater of the Patriots during games, you got to call the game. I just don't know how we lost that.
Because even though they are fanboys on the air, people are still watching. So,
that's the thing.
You're saying they wouldn't watch if they weren't?
Bull.
I don't pay attention to them.
Both things can be true.
As a Michigan fan, I don't pay attention to them. I'm going to watch.
Okay, you're not a Michigan fan.
I'm going to watch regardless. That. But what I'm saying is I don't need them to do the fluff stuff because I'm watching anyway.
That's right.
Just give me a game.
But, David, if you were a real Michigan fan, you would appreciate when they sit here and they tell you all of these great stories about your coach and your team and how they hung out with them during the week. Oh, my goodness, did you ever have Sharon Moore's brisket? It's fantastic. I mean, that's the stories that they give you.
Yeah, I don't need it, okay? I don't.
No, you know,
I don't need any more of Donovan Edwards and West Blue. Oh, I don't need that.
But guys, you're chain. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're missing my greater point. You're turning this into a U of M thing, and it's not. I'm saying all broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the lack of quality in the broadcast where I want to mute all of it. It's awful.
Right. You want to mute all of it, Mike, but I guess the reason why, I think they're hand-selecting schools with the gigantic fan bases because there's so many different ways.
Another thing he ruined about the sport.
What, fan bases? They've already been there. Michigan already had the largest fan base in America.
Right, but this was never.
I had nothing to do with
that. This was never a problem before Gus and Joel. Think about it. Michigan was on national TV my whole life. They deserved to be. Huge audience, great brand, famous helmet. I never felt this way before Gus and Joel. There has never been in the history of broadcasting. And now, don't give me you for in his clown horn.
No. National broadcast. I'm not taking credit for that. No, I'm not. That's on them.
Okay.
That's not me.
And that,
not on me. You know what? You could take that over there, devil, with David's team.
Will do. Oh, yeah. We were supposed to do Tigers, and then I did that stupid clat quote. You got a 3.7% chance of making the playoffs. That was the stat.
So all of that to get here.
We did a whole presentation on that earlier in the show, and believe me, I was much more positive about it than that stat. You'll have to go back and listen, Odyssey.com Rewind. I'm sorry. You get me in the whole broadcast realm. I got major problems in all sports with where we're at currently, but you know what? Who cares?
Touchdown, black guy.
You know, if you get Tim Brando on enough bourbons, I wouldn't be shocked if he belted one of those out this weekend. Tim Brando don't know where he is half the time. Oh, I love that little Italian coach at MSU. You mean Tom Izzo?
Isn't that what I said?
All right, David, big finish. We take you to the hottest team in baseball in about 8 minutes. Your Detroit Tigers. Hit the button. So let's do this. Let's just mention the Tigers now. It's simple. Fangraphs gives you a 3.7% chance to make the playoffs. That feels a little negative. But here's the math on it. 29 games to go. You probably got to go 21-8. You have two more against the Angels. Three against the Red Sox this weekend. Don't worry about the rest of the schedule. We came to an agreement as a show. If they go 4-1 over the next five, and we show up for the West Coast trip next week after Labor Day, yeah, maybe you're in a pennant chase here. And we can have a little fun with it. Do I think they'll get home? Sadly, probably not. But you know what? Let the kids play it out. They don't know any better. Let them go out and win a bunch of baseball games.
No, I think you will definitely be in a pennant chase. If we come back here on Tuesday and this team has won 4 or 5 games, yeah, it will be fun because now at that point, you're probably the next team out. You're not only in the graphic, but you're not at the bottom where it's just, okay, we had to extend the graphic. No, you're right there, and now you just keep riding that wave. I mean, you're playing some really good baseball, and maybe they're just too young and stupid to realize you're not supposed to be this good. Just let them keep playing. As John would say, let it play out.
Well, speaking of not being very good, we started the show with Russell Wilson is my starting quarterback. And Daniel Jones will continue to be your quarterback. So, Mike, we are done for the year.
Yes, it's a nuclear. No, it's a nuclear winner. No, we just talked about there is no hope. But that was the backdrop to, all right, does Michigan State football follow in that line of thinking? Not quite. Now, understand, no one on this show said they're going to be good to very good. But why isn't it plausible to win 7 or 8 games, considering they damn near got to 6 last year with a coach with his pants around his ankles and a team that had quit and they blew 2 games? They brought in a lot of players. And look, I don't know if Aiden Childs is good, but he was one of the most hyped guys in the portal. Why can't we have a little hope for not anything substantive, but for fun, for non-sad Saturdays? I don't know. Crazy?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, their schedule sets up that, you know, the first 4 games, if Childs is what we think he could be, you could win those games. Now, then it comes Ohio State and Oregon, followed by Iowa and Michigan.
Let me help you. Nope, not that.
Yeah.
Now, the Iowa game I take offense to.
Well, but see, that's
auto losses, Michigan, Oregon, Ohio State. But I don't want to hear about Iowa.
No, only because Iowa is after the 6 days that murderous row. Mentally, you could just be beaten up. Remember, this is 61 brand new players. And if you can't go
by
out
then,
there.
They won't be brand new.
Yeah, but David, if you get destroyed,
no,
in
they'll
two
be
games,
dead, David.
That's what I'm saying. Mentally, you can just check out.
We're going to need a lot of pine boxes after back to back weeks, Oregon and Ohio State. So,
oh, my
I'm
Lord.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be a rough one there. We had an interesting comment or quote from Ward Manuel today, talking basically not verbatim, but I'll just read it. First of all, we're going to fight when we need to fight. Also, where we had made mistakes, we're going to admit them and deal with it. That's just a little bit of what he said. Continue on to say, if we do things that are against the rules, that we know that are against the rules, we need to admit it and move forward and deal with it. Just something a little different.
We did a something or nothing, and it didn't feel quite as haughty as the comments in the fall. And it made you wonder. They've gotten a little look at the NOA. I don't know. Maybe something. Just a one segment thing that we did. It was interesting. And He was on an Ann Arbor station. It's a safe space. You do what you got to do.
Yeah.
He felt like he was walking it back a little.
Yeah. You figure if you were going to feel the bravado, that was the time. This is my people. And it was almost a, hey, you got to work with me. We're going to celebrate. You're going to get your rings. We're going to have fun in that first game. But then bad things could be down the line.
Well, it was total opposite of what Joe Klatt had to say that Mike so graciously gave us, that the guy thinks there is no asterisk, not even close, when it comes to Michigan's title. Well, it led us to the discussion of what happened to actual integrity.
No, just the idea of broadcasters broadcasting. Like, I don't remember a time, and I've watched Michigan my entire life. Yes, upstate New York was Big Ten country, okay? I don't remember a time in my life where I ever felt like I was watching a home broadcast on national TV. What Fox has done with the Big Ten, if you're not a Michigan fan, it's a total embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Total.
No, it's. I mean,
if you're a Michigan fan, God bless. Enjoy it.
Yeah, what he said. Totally agree, because, I mean, they had the Michigan Road Tour, and they let you know, we're going to follow them every game this season. They didn't hide it.
I'll
give them credit for that. They don't even try to act like, oh, guys, it's a conspiracy. Nope. Exactly what you see.
Well, the Lions have announced their practice squad, and on it, Allen Robinson and Tim Patrick at wide receiver, along with Tom Kennedy. It's a little back and forth reporting here. There was a report that DPJ was on it, but then I don't see him on the actual list.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe Allen took that spot.
Maybe.
I looked at it as well.
I think Allen Robinson's been washed for 3 years. I have no interest. That's not even a body at this point. He had a nice career, but he has been bad. And I mean, if you want to get into actual data, like metrics, guy can't get open, generates no separation, has no foot speed. It's over. I that doesn't do anything for me at all.
Yeah, I had that experiment. He's trash.
Apparently not. Brad Holmes does not think so. And he's one injury away.
Well, it's just a practice squad, right? You can.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It was all about if you're trying to find that depth receiver, they're all lottery tickets. It's like a fantasy football draft. You don't draft safe guys late. You draft guys that if they pop, they're going to win you the league. Allen Robinson, what's he going to do, recapture 2018 form? I just don't see it, man.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, speaking of draft, we did a mascot draft.
Yes.
And I had Bevo, the Mountaineer, Brutus the Buckeye, the Duke Blue Devil, and the Arizona State Devil. I was doubling down with the Devil.
That's right. Still think Sparky's the better choice. But look, the mascots are one of the things we still love about the game. And tomorrow night, we're back at it. You get North Carolina, Minnesota tomorrow. You get Colorado and North Dakota State. You get a couple games that are watchable. I know it's not the heaviest matchups, but at least it's real. It felt good to see Georgia Tech and Florida State. I'm not going to lie to you and say I won't watch North Carolina, Minnesota.
Oh, no. I'm right there with you. I'm just wondering, is that the sermon this Sunday?
Doubling down with the Devil. Yes, that is a sermon this Sunday. One quick note here, because I found this hilarious. CeeDee Lamb got his contract. Yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase decided to practice for the first time all training camp. Well, he didn't do it today after seeing that CeeDee Lamb contract. He showed up in his street clothes and walked in and looked at him and said, I'm not practicing.
I will never understand why teams just don't pay the people. Don't fight. You're going to pay them. The longer you wait, the more you're going to have to pay. It is the most ridiculous thing, but hey, I don't run a team.
Your guy is practicing today, by the way, Brandon Ayuk.
It's just today, simple. You got to take care of your stars. I'm with Rico. Why are you getting into warfare with your most valuable assets? And to Rico's point, there's no mechanism in this where you're not going to have to pay. All right, Tiger Baseball's next. Go win another game.